Welcome everyone to day two of the King is Coming Advent Devotional. I'm Miss Emily and I'm here with Mr. Sam.
Hey everybody.
Okay, let's grab that star block and get started. Today we have a special guest, Miss Angela is with us. Welcome, Miss Angela.
Hi.
All right, so let's grab our devotional books. Or you can just sit back and listen along as Miss Angela tells us about the story of Noah. God starts over.
The story of Noah. After Adam and Eve left the garden, time passed, and many people filled the earth. But the earth they lived on wasn't like the garden God had made for Adam and Eve. It was a tough earth with death and sadness and tears. And the people were tough too. They didn't care for each other very well. In fact, they were downright mean. They didn't care about God either. But God was still there, watching, waiting. God was getting ready to make the wrong things right and the dark things light. He started with a man named Noah. Unlike everyone else in those days, God was with Noah. So when God has something to say, Noah listened. Noah, God said, it breaks my heart to see how mean and hateful everyone is to each other. With all this hate, I can't come to be with my people. So I'm sending a storm to wash away all the hate. I'm going to start over. It's not going to be easy. But if you listen to what I say, I'll be with you, and you'll be okay. This was the plan. God told Noah to build a really big boat, except he didn't call it a boat. He called it an ark. Noah didn't know anything about building boats, which could have been a big problem. Luckily, God told him exactly what he needed to do, and Noah trusted God. God told Noah to put his family on the ark. Then God sent Noah all the animals too. What's your favorite animal? Well, you know what? That animal was on the ark. After Noah got all the animals and all of his family on the ark, he waited and waited and waited. He began to wonder if he had heard God right. The sun was shining and all of Noah's neighbors were off at their jobs like normal. But then, one day, the sky got dark. God shut the big door to the ark and he opened the big windows of heaven. Rain came pouring down like no one had ever seen. It came up out of the ground too. In a flash, water was everywhere. And there was no time for anyone else to build an ark or a boat or even a little raft. The whole world was flooded. Noah and his family were on their ark, scared and lonely. They waited and waited and waited. But even though they felt lonely, Noah and his family weren't alone. God was with them. For 40 long days and 40 long nights, God kept the ark floating safely on the water, just as safely as if the ark was in God's own hands. Noah almost lost track of the days, but then one day the sun came back. Some days later, Noah sent out a dove, and it came back with a leaf. A leaf? Do you know what that means? Leaves grow on branches, and branches grow on trees, and trees grow in the solid ground, not on the water. The flood waters were going away. And soon enough, God guided Noah's ark to a little patch of land on top of a mountain. He opened the door back up, and Noah's whole family came out kissing the ground because they were so happy to see it again. God was faithful to Noah, even when it was hard, even when it rained for 40 days straight, even when he waited and waited and waited, God was with Noah. God has started over, just like he promised. And Noah thanked God for rescuing him and his family. But he also knew this new beginning wouldn't be enough. Why? Because Noah wasn't perfect, and the new beginning would go bad again soon. God had cleaned the earth of sin, but that sin was still in Noah's heart. So, God couldn't remain. Sin drove him away. So Noah and his family began to hope and to pray, God, will you come back to stay?
Wow, being on a ark or a boat for 40 days for all those animals must have been a lot. And knowing that, not knowing what's going on in the rest of the outside the boat where there's just a lot of water, it must have been scary. But Noah knew that God was with him, and that he hoped and prayed every day to God, and that God will continue to give him strength to manage the ark, and that there will be dry land. So Miss Angela, what do you hope and pray for?
Well, I always treasure the moments I see my kids playing together, and they just love each other so much. So I always hope and pray that love that they have between each other will continue through their adult years, and they would still care and be kind to one another as they grow up.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Angela.
Yes, that is a good prayer. Yeah. So you guys can ask your families what you and your family members hope and pray for as well. But I'm so glad everyone was here to join us. And let's go ahead and get the block with the number 2 on it. Spin it around to reveal a rainbow. And then place the star block on top of that block with the rainbow. All right. Well, let me close in a word of prayer. God, I thank you that even though we're not perfect and we have sin in our hearts, that you love us enough to come up with a plan to remove the sin so that you can come, that you can come and be with us. And Lord, I just pray that we can, above all else, just love each other. That we can just bring all of our hopes and our prayers to you every day of our lives. And we love you, and it's in your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so join us tomorrow when we find out about God's pretty crazy promise. And don't forget,
King is coming.
So Noah and his family began to hope and to pray. So Noah and his family began to hope and to pray. God will come back to stay. God will come back to stay.
This devotional is provided by the creators of Advent Blocks, or the Blockheads as they like to call themselves. You can learn more about Advent Blocks at adventblocks.com. Thanks for joining us.